Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, workbook lesson 155, and following that we sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook lesson 155. I will step back and let Him lead the way. There is a way of living in the world that is not here, although it seems to be. You do not change appearance, though you smile more frequently. Your forehead is serene. Your eyes are quiet. And the ones who walk the world as you do recognize their own. Yet those who have not yet perceived the way will recognize you also and believe that you are like them, as you were before. The world is an illusion. Those who choose to come to see it are seeking for a place where they can be illusions and avoid their own reality. Yet when they find their own reality is even here, then they step back and let it lead the way. What other choice is really theirs to make? To let illusions walk ahead of truth is madness. But to let illusion sink behind the truth and let the truth stand forth as what it is merely sanity. As I contemplate these paragraphs, they sink in more for me than they have in the past. I had an experience which helps me understand the depth of this idea of letting Him lead. In the event I had, I was able to witness life as it was unfolding, before the ego filter had rewritten it, before the ego self took credit for being the one living life. It was the morning of the last day of a satsang silent retreat. We had just finished a group hour meditation, and we were still in silence. I was eating a piece of toast with peanut butter and fruit on it. I was looking off to the side in thought, and then I slipped into awareness watching awareness. And I saw awareness see the mind in thought. And at the same time, awareness knew that the throat was dry and needed something or it would choke. And while in this awareness of awareness, I saw that the mind was not aware of anything going on. It was off on its own. And it became clear that the ego mind is never aware of what is happening in the present moment. It was awareness that moved the hand, and it picked up the coffee and brought it to the lips and poured some in. And the body swallowed. All of this was out of sight of the eyes, as they were still looking over to the side. Awareness was the only one aware of the present moment. Awareness was leading. It moved the hand and prevented the choking. And this lesson talks about when we realize, even here in the dream, that our reality is that we are not the little self, but the true self, that we step back laying the ego mind aside. We stop listening to it and stop taking what it says as the truth. And instead, we let our truth guide us, let awareness guide us. And while it may seem like the little self ego mind is the one leading me, the truth is that my true self is always guiding me in the present moment. It is the only one aware of the present moment. It is the one that makes life happen. The ego mind had me convinced that it was running the show. But in truth, it's just the commentator about the show. I will step back, laying the ego mind aside, and I will let him lead the way. This is simply remembering my truth and being my truth and allowing my truth to be the only voice I listen to. Holy Spirit, inner guide, my higher self, help me today to remember the truth, to stop feeding the ego by believing its thoughts. Help me to stay in awareness of my truth. Help me to build my desire to look past illusions today. Help me to remember that my true self always does lead me. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we quiet the mind. Giving it something to focus on, we watch the breath for a few breaths going in and out. Watching the air flow in and out. Take a few moments to take in deeply that this world is an illusion, which you have come to in order to pretend you are something else. But while you are here, your true self is still living and leading life. You are the child in the back seat of the car, pretending you are driving the car, with all the imagined upsets that go with it, while your true self is completely at peace and in control in the front seat, guiding the car. Allow yourself, still in the back seat, to let go of the fake steering wheel and sink back into relaxation as you feel completely safe and loved and perfectly guided. You realize there is nothing to do, nowhere to go, and nothing to fix. You are perfectly cared for. Thank you. Thank you for joining with me in allowing our true self to guide us, in allowing ourselves to finally relax into love's presence. Namaste.